We believe that you can build an amazing life of significance by serving fewer, wealthier clients extremely well. We also believe you can do it faster and with less effort than you ever thought possible. Let us show you how to race up the hierarchy of advisor success. Welcome to the Preeminent Financial Advisor Podcast.
I'm Paul Loftes at CEG Worldwide, and at CEG, the number one coaching firm for financial advisors, we believe you can build and have an amazing life of significance by serving fewer but wealthier clients and doing it extremely well. CEG Worldwide is a coaching firm that helps financial advisors accelerate their success and build simple yet elegant wealth management businesses that are indispensable to the right affluent clients.
And I'm Catherine McBreen from CEG Insights. CEG Insights was born of a strategic fusion of two industry powerhouses, Spectrum Group, a leader in affluent investor research, and the research team of CEG Worldwide, the number one coach for financial advisors. With over 20 years of affluent investor research and extensive coaching experience, CEG Insights empowers senior executives to engage with financial advisors, sharing insights and actionable steps for sustainable organic growth.
Well, hello and a great big welcome to all of you out there. I am Paul Loftes, co-host of your Preeminent Advisor Podcast.
And I'm Kathy McBreen, and we look forward to discussing some of our newest research with you.
Yeah, and again, we want to welcome everybody to our podcast today. The Preeminent Advisor Podcast is where we equip you, financial advisors, to play to win by moving up market swiftly and effortlessly, faster than you ever thought possible, enabling you to serve wealthier clients, helping your affluent clients lead lives of remarkable significance while creating an amazing life of significance for yourself and those that you care about. And the insights are grounded, as Kathy said, in the extensive research that she has conducted as part of CEG Insights. So we are super excited to share some of this awesome research with you today. Before we get started, though, Kathy, what have you been up to?
Oh, you know, it's been a busy season. We just spend a lot of time with our family, and I have four kids. So sometimes it's great to spend a lot of time with them. And then it's kind of great to go back to being alone again. So yeah, it's been a great season. I miss them, but you know, it's great for a few weeks.
My wife and I have developed a funny little saying that we say to each other, that it's just so much easier to love them in the pictures.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, we love our children to no end, but it can be challenging sometimes. But it's always fond memories in the pictures, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I heard your daughter was overseas and she's back.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
She was in Italy and she came back, and Italy was fabulous, as I'm sure everybody knows. And now she's back to boring DU University in Denver, and she's kind of like, oh, well, this isn't as much fun as Italy. You know, like, there you go. That's why it's a trip of a lifetime. We don't go back often.
We get it. Well, we have big news in our family with my daughter, and I'd like to share a little bit of this with the audience.
Sure.
You know some of this, but this actually ties into what we're going to talk about today, with the benefits of a virtual family office and a team approach to serving the high net worth client. But my daughter, Jet, she is 8 years old now. And Kathy, as you know, we adopted her. She's internationally adopted from China. And she has just had her final round of cleft palate surgery to correct some of the things that she had to deal with, and we're just super, super excited. But the reason I think this is good to start our podcast with today is when we adopted Jet, we got her at 19 months, Kathy, and she had lived in an orphanage in China. And unfortunately, when we went over to pick her up, her health was a lot worse than we had been told and led to believe. And when we got back to the United States, we went to see our pediatrician within the first, you know, few days. And our pediatrician said, you know, I hate to tell you guys, but I think she's probably got some more serious problems than you were led to believe, and potentially really, really serious. And it was really scary, as you can imagine. And our pediatrician said, you know, you need to see a neurologist. You should probably see a geneticist. it was like a list of, you know, six different specialists. And, you know, my wife and I went home that evening, Kathy, and we like had no idea where to even begin. And, you know, here we are, a family with, you know, very blessed, great resources. But, you know, you start looking through the phone book for neurologist and you call one and it's 9 months to get in. And you're just like, we got this new baby and it's just crazy. And our pediatrician had felt obviously our frustration. And so we got this call just out of the blue the next morning from a doctor that our pediatrician had called. And his name was Dr. Cobb. And he says, "Hey, I just want to introduce myself to you. Your pediatrician called me." He says, "I'm a father of adopted international children. I am a neurologist here in Omaha, and I run a special clinic for internationally adopted children. And I have all of the specialists in this region, you know, best neurologist, best geneticist, best dentist, best surgeon, you name it. He has all of them." And he says, "And they coordinate with me and they come to my clinic the third Tuesday of every month." And he says, "I tell you, all you need to do is just come to my clinic the next Tuesday and we'll make sure we take care of you. And, you know, I'll take your case and I'll coordinate your care with the team of all of these experts."
That's awesome.
And
that's amazing.
Yeah, it was life changing. I mean, absolutely life changing when we got that phone call. And so that's what we did. And here we are 5 or 6 years later. He and his team have continued to work with us. And, you know, still each year, you know, they're coordinating the care. And, you know, this is what you should say to the neurologist. And here's what the dentist needs to do. And some of the fears that we had about her health, it turned out she was okay. And so, you know, she's perfectly healthy now and we're happy she's coming off, you know, this final round of surgery. And she's just a normal little third grader. But Kathy, I like to share that story anytime I talk with advisors about the idea of a professional network or like a virtual family office, which is what we're going to talk about today, because it's just so valuable to be able to plug into a team that is collaborating and working together on all of these complex issues, because that's what high net worth individuals want. That's what they need, right?
That's awesome. You know, I think you'll find in our research, but just in daily life, that's what we're looking for now, is a way to make things easier and to find what we want. I mean, this is nothing in comparison, but I live in a ski resort community. And the ability to find things here is impossible. It's like the old fashioned way of, I need yellow pages basically to find things. Whereas living in a more urban or suburban area, you have much more access to different types of services, like whether it be your home assist or those types of things.
Yeah. So on our last podcast, Kathy, we talked about the different professionals that the high net worth individuals were using. You had some great data in one of your recent studies that focused specifically on households with more than 25 million. And we saw they really still had quite a few gaps. They weren't engaging all the professionals that we typically think that they probably would be. So, you know, they have a need for this advice, this coordinated approach to their wealth. And today, I want to pick up and talk again about some of your latest research. And we're again going to be talking about some of the research from CEG Insights, the 25 million plus opportunity. And specifically, when you asked individuals what they thought of the virtual family office business model. So let's just jump in and you know, share, you know, what did you find when you talked to this market about the concept of the virtual family office?
Sure. First of all, let me like back you up a little bit and talk a little bit about the research. We just did research with over 700 households that had more than $25 million of net worth. That doesn't include the value of their primary residence. So, and one of the things that's interesting about this group is they're younger than you think. We used to always think that people with lots of money were over 75. And most of these people fall within the millennial or Gen X categories. So we asked the question, we talked about, well, first of all, should we talk about what a family office is?
So yeah, let's define that.
Let's talk about that first. So a family office it for very wealthy families in the past. So think, I don't know, Rockefeller or something like that. They had basically an office that ran all their family finances for them and basically took care of everything for them and their children. So you needed a doctor, you needed a doctor's appointment, you need your dog walked. That's what your family office took care of. And this concept developed more in the past couple of decades into something what they call a multifamily office, because not everybody's quite wealthy enough to have a family office dedicated to just themselves. And then from this multifamily office concept where multiple families were paying for this service, they developed a virtual family office. And the virtual family office is really the ability to work with an advisor or an advisory firm that's going to take all of your financial issues as well as your not as financial issues. And you access all of these different things virtually through the internet. And I mean, you probably in most cases have a relationship with the financial advisor that you meet on a regular basis, but he or she is able to also connect you with all of these different services that you probably discuss, you know, things virtually with, I mean, just like we're doing today. So This concept of a virtual family office has become very popular. And I know that you're going to show a slide that we have, but we asked these individuals, how interested were they in the concept of a virtual family office? And as you'll see, you know, almost two thirds, 61% of the total population of these wealthy families are very interested in the concept of a virtual family office. And this is especially true for millennials and Gen Xers. As you can see, it says 87.2%. I know some of you don't have the slide in front of you, but the question was, what's your interest level in a virtual family office? And in your advisor providing these types of services. And you can, for those of you who can see it, 61.4% said they're interested of the total, or very interested rather. And 87.2% of millennials are very interested, and 71.4% of Gen Xers are very interested. So this is a really critical thing for advisors to think about, is can they start to provide these different kinds of services? One of the things I would throw in here as one of the reasons why this is so popular right now is because in the research that we did, in a lot of these families that are in the 25 million plus market, and it's not true for all of them, but for more than half are two income families. There's the mother and the father are both partners or both are all working. And so the idea of raising your family and being able to have somebody help you out with all of these services that you need on a regular basis is really critical, and it's really attractive. And younger people don't understand why it couldn't exist. I mean, why isn't there something like this that didn't exist in the past? So I would say that this is one of the most important things that advisors need to start thinking of, especially with their wealthiest clients. I don't know. What have you seen, Paul?
I agree 100%. And at CEG Worldwide, you know, the coaching and consulting arm of the business has for several years now helped advisors build a virtual family office network, or we've built a virtual family office network that advisors can plug into, you know, so that their positioning to the high net worth market can be that they have this team, they have this virtual family office. And I think it's probably the most significant change in positioning, branding, that makes a difference, because it, as the numbers, I mean, you don't survey anything hardly, Kathy, where 90% of a market says, I want that.
Right.
I want that. And, you know, when you're talking about households of, you know, ultra affluence here, I mean, this is a marked sign that, you know, to be a preeminent advisor, move up, work in this market, this is a core way that you've got to run your business and think about your business.
Yeah, my impression is you don't build this yourself. You create the network. And that's really what's important. And you make sure the network works, obviously. But, you know, a financial advisor who's really good at what he or she does isn't going to be really good at planning somebody's vacation. Well, they might be, but it's unlikely. Like, they need to find somebody who's really good at that, or finding the right physicians. So I think that that's part of it. I don't know. What do you see when financial advisors are trying to bring together? What kinds of professionals are they bringing into these networks?
Yeah. Well, the type of professionals that I see coming into these networks and that are just critical for an advisor to have a relationship with is your network needs to obviously include attorneys, estate planning attorneys, tax attorneys, you know, individuals that can do that. Same thing for accountants and CPAs. That's kind of just a staple that you need to have those types of relationships. Now, in a lot of wealthy families, there's going to be existing professionals in that space. So in a virtual family office, though, you need to have those relationships that you can call upon if you need to. An advisor also needs to have the flexibility to be able to work with and coordinate with existing professionals if the client wants to keep those as part of the core team. So I want to be real clear with what I'm saying here. Those professionals are staples. They're necessary, but they might not end up being the most important members of your team because, again, oftentimes many families have those connections. So kind of the second tier of network members are your property and casualty insurance expert that really specializes in working with the high net worth market. It's your insurance experts. It's your lifestyle services experts that you were talking about that are really ancillary and kind of on the cusp of wealth management. So we're talking about things like business coaches. Health and wellness, Kathy, is probably the area that I have seen explode the most in the last 2 to 3 years, where high net worth individuals just have a real interest in concierge medicine, high-end personal trainers that they can work with. Because, you know, people at this level of affluence, they're not only looking to have somebody manage their wealth, but helping somebody that can help them connect with the people to have the best life and get the most out of it. So some of those resources are just tremendous and very, very important. So in our network that we have built out for those that work with us, we've got the staples, but then we have a deep, deep bench of lifestyle experts. One of the most popular and the one that's made the most difference in our network is actually a recovery and addiction specialist.
Oh.
Not that the family heads that we're typically working with run into that, but everybody knows somebody. Yep. If it's a family member, if it's an employee that is, you know, has this issue. So, you know, we've got a great resource for that. So it's those types of resources that if you build out in your network really, really can make a difference.
I have a dear friend who moved here from London years ago, and she still virtually works out with her personal trainer from London. So yeah. People are becoming more and more increasingly comfortable with doing different activities and discussing various issues virtually. Yeah. Do you think that the concept of family values and passing those values on, how does that work with a virtual family office?
It's critical. And I guess if I'd frame up the answer to that question in this way is like, it's to run a virtual family office, there's really three things that make it different than just a high-end financial advisor or wealth manager, because both groups probably have got the skill to manage the investments and, you know, the investment issues for a family. But to your point about family values and that type of thing, the number one thing that makes it different is the advisor has got to have a deep, deep understanding of the client and their values, goals, relationships. And so they're the individual out of all of the professionals that's driving that bus and has spent significant amount of time in discovery with the client, really to understand them at such a deep level that they become an advocate for the family. And this is where it would include what are the values? You know, what is it you want to pass on to the next generation? Because, you know, then they're going to take responsibility for, you know, figuring out a great solution to do that. So it's part of it here is the discovery and the deep understanding of the family. The second we touched on is the network of professionals that you work with. And then the third part of it, Kathy, is in a virtual family office, the advisor that's running that, they are taking responsibility for facilitating and coordinating the solutions with these different experts. It's not just a handoff to an estate planning attorney. I mean, it's a sit-down discussion where you're sharing, you know, here's the goals and values and objectives of these clients. It's not just a balance sheet. Here's what's unique about this family that we need to think about when we craft a tax plan, an estate plan, an insurance plan, you know, when we're dealing with, you know, connecting them with a healthcare expert, you know, here's why this is important to this family. So it's those three things. It's the deep understanding of the client, the network, and then the facilitating and the coordinating that the advisor does.
So do you think most advisors are getting on board with this concept?
Everybody loves the idea. Everybody loves the idea, but it's really a very few elite, the preeminent advisors that right. are executing on it right. because it does require, you know, building out a non-traditional network, and it does require a skill to be the one that becomes the facilitator and the coordinator of, you know, all of this, but it's extremely rewarding. It gets you introduced into a market as your data searches. Your clients tend to become a very affluent type of a clients. Therefore, it's very, very good for the revenue of an advisory practice to adopt this model.
Awesome.
Yeah. So to summarize some key points from today, your research shows how do the affluent feel about the virtual family office business model.
And they love it.
They
really want it.
They really want it. So it's something that you, as you know, we would like our audience, you know, think about adopting this. There is a lot involved in it, but here's the key components to get you started to really think about it. It's an extreme deep discovery with the client, where you learn enough about your client and all different areas of life that you can advocate for them. Second part is building out an extensive network of the best of the best of professionals. So those are your staples, your tax attorneys, your estate planning attorneys, your CPAs. But then it's then a lot of it is best in life services as well that your clients are going to want to be able to tap into so that they can have an amazing life with the wealth that they've generated. And then the third part of it, Kathy, is really becoming the advocate for the client and owning the conversations and the coordination with those other professionals to make sure that you're implementing for your family.
Absolutely.
If you do that, the results are amazing.
Absolutely. And it's also important to help these large, wealthy families with providing ways for them to extend their values and learn to work to promote whatever it is that they're looking to promote, because in most cases, these younger generations are looking to do so. So I think that the virtual family office is really a way to help them or assist them becoming more effective in their achieving their ultimate goals.
Awesome. That is a very important issue for families, is their concern about what is getting passed down to the next generation. Not only the wealth, but the wisdom and the values as well. So this is a great teaser for our next podcast, because that's what we're going to talk about in some of your research surrounding the view of the next generation. So make sure to join us for that. Well, that will wrap us for this episode of the Preeminent Advisor Podcast. On behalf of my co-host, Kathy, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
See you soon.